The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we begin the final hour. Certainly a lot of reaction to the USA Today and the Baton Rouge Advocate story on Les Miles. The report will be delivered tomorrow, and we will certainly have coverage of that when we come on the air at 3. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open at 855-242-7285. And let's go to Brian in Augusta, GA. Hello, Brian.
Paul, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that when the Penn State scandal went down, if they would have shut that football program down completely, we'd have all these problems we have now? Because someone has to pay a price, and someone has to be made an example of, or give whoever enough encouragement to fix these things when they come up.
No, I understand what you're saying, but let me ask you this. When SMU's program, when SMU was shut down in the 80s, did anyone stop cheating? The answer is no. I was covering college football at the time, and it didn't really have, I mean, it was just the Penn State case, frankly, the university paid a tremendous price. The entire leadership was fired, including Joe Paterno. And this is a different type of case. And there is so much we don't know, but I would like to know what the athletic director was thinking. I would like to know what the school president was thinking. I would like to know what the board of trustees were thinking. And remember 2013, LSU was still a really prominent football program. It was a year after LSU started the season number one in the country. And, you know, Les Miles had nearly won the title in 11, and he was on top of the world.
Okay, so what's the answer, Paul? What's
I will tell you this. Today is in 2021, the world is in a much different place than it was in 2013, and I just don't think something like this would be able to get away with. Well, and like a caller mentioned earlier, I mean, no one here wants to see false accusations destroy somebody's career, but in this case, I don't believe these were false. I mean, there may be interpretation, but clearly Les Miles was playing with fire here, and nobody in his position, nobody should take that chance. And I speak for anyone in public life, whether it's the head football coach at LSU or the governor of New York, it's all the same. There is a bright spotlight on you, and you're not going to be able to outrun it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Chris is up next. Hey, Chris. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
This LSU thing, this is still ongoing. I mean, the basketball team has still got that coach.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
So, and one other thing, and then I'll let you go. A gentleman called the other day and asked about hockey in the South, and I tried to get on, but I got home before I could.
Sure.
And Alabama has a hockey team, and they have since 2005. They played at the Pelham Civic Center. Now, they're a club team.
Right, yes.
But Tennessee has one, too. But anyway, that's all.
Yeah,
I
knew
call.
About
Thanks
the Alabama one. I was the Tennessee one. I know the college hockey teams, and then there's but anyway, thank you for sharing that with us, though.
Sure. You have a good day.
You be well, and you take care of yourself. If you want to get in, this is a good time. We're opening up some lines quickly at 855-242-7285. Dennis Dodge shortly, and we'll get his take on Les Miles. Zach is in Ohio. Hello, Zach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I do want to say, I want to talk about Gonzaga basketball, but I was doing my research the other day, and I was reading that the last time a team went undefeated in the regular season and won the national championship was in 1976. And I was thinking, like, oh, my goodness, that was way before my time, so I'm rooting for Gonzaga.
Yeah, that was Indiana.
I want to see this happen. Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you research, I'm pretty sure Las Vegas went to the final game and lost to Duke.
Really?
But, yeah, I mean, they weren't undefeated, but you're right. That was one of the great basketball teams of all time, that Indiana team.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Gonzaga. I want to see this happen. Even though I'm a huge Big Ten guy, I'm rooting for Gonzaga.
Well, they have been terrific, and I, you know, they would have been one of the favorites going into last year's tournament as well. Well, Zach, thank you for the call, appreciate it. Let's check in with Jamie in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Jamie.
Good afternoon, Paul. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Jamie.
There are just too many specifics in these allegations for there not to be some kind of merit to it. And I think we do have a smoking gun in this, and I think that smoking gun is the settlement. Because why would you settle something if there was no substantiated, issue? And
well, let me try to answer that, and I agree with you. The only time you do that is if you're trying to avoid, the public revelation of it. And, you know, I know people, and you probably do too, when they've been falsely accused of something, they almost come off guilty because they're so adamant about it. I've been there before.
Correct.
Not in this type of situation, but, you know, in a, you know, you said that, or you told somebody something. You know, Miles looks pretty creepy in all this. There's no getting around it. And I just cannot believe that Kansas is not going to be aggressive in the investigation, his current status there.
Well, I think they're going to have to, because if they don't, they're going to subject themselves to a similar type probe and investigation that, I go deer hunting, and sometimes I don't see any deer, but I might see a few squirrels along the way. You don't ever invite the devil to your front door. So I think they'll have to do
something. LSU, I mean, the guy made an interesting point a minute ago about Will Wade. That's been a hard case to figure out from the beginning, but they've got it on various fronts down there. And yeah, I know it's a very political environment in Baton Rouge, but they're not going to be able to tap dance their way out of this. This is going to be the Department of Justice investigating here.
Absolutely, and you've already got the Department of Justice investigating the basketball program. You've got Title IX issues going on, which is going to just probably go hand in hand with this. So it's this is a bad time to be an administrator at Louisiana State University. I hope it's not.
No,
as bad
and
as it looks,
and not not to get political
out,
here,
it's
but
worse.
It's all a change of administration can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but one place that it is really going to change is in the Justice Department. The attitude, I think, might tilt a little bit more negatively against the environment down there.
Yeah, because this is we're not talking about recruiting violations or having a barbecue
And Jamie, I'll tell you one more thing, and people may disagree with me on this. There's one more thing you have to watch out. A lot of times, an investigation, especially a federal investigation, can be fueled by certain things, but there's one constant in all of this. And that has been the presence of USA Today. They broke the original story. They have been aggressive. And it is a national publication. And that affects and influences, rightly or wrongly, prosecutors.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. Well, Paul, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. And I'm eager to see how this unfolds.
Appreciate it, Jamie. Good to hear. And I know people are saying the media doesn't matter anymore. A lot of times they really don't, okay? But when you have, and there are very few influential publications or entities in whether it's news or sports, but when you have one that large, it's the largest circulation newspaper in the country, which isn't saying much, by the way, and they are locked in, that means they've got sources somewhere, that means they are connected to it, and that means they are committed to it. We'll take a break. Dennis Dodd will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll get his take on what it all means. He lives in Kansas.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Back late on a Thursday afternoon, the Les Miles story certainly making a tremendous amount of news, and this is only Thursday. We'll know more tomorrow about what the rest of the university looks like. And right now, Dennis Dodd, who covers college football for CBS Sports. He happens to live barely in the state of Kansas as well, so we'll be interested in how the reaction out there has been. Dennis, thank you for the time, and we're all pretty eager to get your thoughts on what's happening in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and 30 miles from me in Lawrence, Kansas. It's just...
Yeah, for some reason I just seem to lose Dennis. Did we lose him, Emily? I don't know. We were talking to Dennis. He lives in Kansas, not too far from Lawrence, where Les Miles is currently employed. We'll see if we have Dennis. Are you back?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, who knows? It doesn't matter. But I'm glad you're back.
Who knows? Yep. No, I was just saying, we're going to wait for, I guess, the other shoe to drop tomorrow with that other report. What's most distressing to me to this point is you have these allegations against the highest paid employee in the state, and they were sat on, and I would say, suppressed by LSU and Les's lawyers for 8 years, and it took a lawsuit from a media company to make them public, and bravo for USA Today for doing that. For speaking truth to power and making people accountable. We would have never known this had they not discovered this in their reporting for larger issues of sexual harassment there. I think that's what's the most troubling.
Yeah, and listen, there's plenty of time to figure out what it all means. And right now it's been a battle between Les Miles, his attorney, and the courts down there. But now that we know a little bit more, what does that tell you about the culture down there in 2013? And then the reason why 2013 is important, because it leads into 2015, when some of these more serious allegations were leveled.
Well, and I think the next step at LSU is Joe Aleve has got some explaining to do. I think in the middle of this, gave Les an extension and a raise, which on the face of it he deserved, given what he had done to that point. But he did that with the knowledge that there were these allegations out there. And if true, again, any of this, if true, another example of the tail wagging the dog. The winning percentage trumps all. You win enough games, you can get away with just about everything. We should say, to be fair, Les said that. I don't know if he denied it. I just got through the report, but he didn't think it rose to the level that the third-party investigation did.
And tomorrow's going to be another day, Dennis. As you know, there's a lot more to it. I mean, we know about this today because of the ongoing battle. But you mentioned Joe Oliva. Let me ask you about Jeff Long. He is the athletic director at Kansas. You're pretty close to that program because of proximity, and we all know Les and Jeff. What have we heard so far, and what would you anticipate we are going to hear in the future?
Well, nothing from Jeff Long, nothing really from Kansas, who released a statement basically saying they're going to wait until this other information comes out tomorrow. I would say this just in general, in cases, you know, other cases have come up like this. When you're hiring a coach, you know, you can find out as much as you want to find out. I know that. I did a story a few years ago where I think it was after the Baylor thing broke, and I talked to these guys. One was former Department of Justice, one was former FBI, who formed this company, who did this sort of thing. So schools, corporations, then, you know, big-time employees before they hired them. And that was the message, the whole story. You can find out just about anything you want to find out. And certainly, if Kansas had done its due diligence, I think they could have found this out. It was maybe suppressed from the media, but, you know, a call to Joe Oliva, you know, is there anything we need to know? You know, and maybe that call was made, and I don't know. But I think there are going to be some questions raised about vetting a coach who up to that point had been nothing but quirky. But that doesn't excuse anybody from, you know, a deep background check, even though he's a well-known public figure, into what they could have done or did.
Yeah, and you know, all these people know each other, but Jeff Long and Joe Oliva served and sat together countless times at SEC meetings. They were fellow athletic directors.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You just brought that to mind, sure. But again, it's something they thought, obviously LSU thought, you know, was never going to see the light of day the way it had been portrayed, because they fought. From what I read, they fought the lawsuit by USA Today tooth and nail. They didn't want it to come out. And finally, I think what I read is Les's attorney said, well, you know, we might as well let it come out and start defending it, or start the, you know, the defense, or whatever you want to call it. They're going to handle this. Because it looked like it was inevitable. You saw that from, you know, the judge said it was going to be released. You saw the redactions, which to me didn't take really... It protected, I think, the privacy of some people and didn't take away from the essence of the report. In other words, we've all seen, Paul, documents that were so redacted that it was ridiculous, meant to hide information. I don't think this one necessarily was.
And for those who want to think of Les Miles late in his career, two years later, I mean, this was pretty much peak Les Miles. He played for the title in 11, had a, you know, started number 2012 as number one in the country, and you know the program started to slip ever so slightly during this year. I don't know the context of what point in the year we're talking about.
Yeah.
But Les Miles was still in pretty big command of LSU and a major player in college football at the time.
Yeah, right up until the first four games of 2016. When he was fired, because as I recall, it was like, people weren't sure with an either or. And they went 2-2 that month in September, I think, and he was out. So his influence as a public figure, which, you know, the beloved Les Miles public figure had not diminished in the least. Alabama had kept its hold on the SEC in college football, but LSU was right there at the time as 1A. But again, you know, it's like a Gus Malzahn thing. At Auburn, he won, but didn't win enough and didn't win the right games at the end.
Dennis, I know tomorrow is going to be a big day for when this report is out, and tonight the headlines are all about Les Miles, but he may not be the most important part of all this
right
tomorrow. What without any of us knowing what's in the report, what do you expect?
Yeah, it looks like more detail. I mean, from what USA Today wrote, and the entire context of their story so far is that there were sexual harassment claims and worse at LSU, and LSU may have swept it under the rug. I think Darius Geis's name was mentioned, some other players, and there were some people that were allegedly assaulted and were very distressed about this. And there's going to be people that are going to have to answer for this. I mentioned Joe Oliva. Who else knew about it at LSU, and what did they know? You know, it sounds Nixonian, but you know that's what it comes down to. And it's not even a case of the climate of today. That this is bad in any climate. You know, assault of another human being is not right.
No, and yeah, I mean, I as I was describing this earlier, I'm saying in 2013, it wasn't like it was centuries ago, but you know, I think the tolerance, at least publicly, has even gone. You know, it's a much more suffocating standard than it was even then. Today,
it is. That's fair. That's fair. I think it is.
Just knowing KU like you know better than I do. Can you imagine Les Miles surviving this?
I right now it's hard to see him surviving. I don't know what shape that's going to take, whether it would be a resignation, a firing with cause. You know, it's he well, besides the fact that he's 3-18, you know, that's a football question to be answered, but it would be hard. And again, you know, to be fair, there are allegations, and we'll see what the response is. At some point, the people involved are going to have to speak publicly. I know I called over there this week to just kind of probing to see, hey, when's spring practice starting? Assuming, you know, Les was going to have to get in front of a microphone and at least try to talk about football. They don't even have the spring dates yet, as far as I know. In football, it's March 4th. That's kind of odd for a Power 5 program. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not predicting he won't make it, but look, it doesn't look good right now.
Yeah, it was. It's not like he just came off of a New Year's Six win. So
no.
And people are saying, why should that matter? But we both have covered college football long enough to know. And this story is evidence enough that those things do matter.
And don't forget, they just got done with a bitter buyout legal battle with David Beatty over his buyout. They said he was fired with cause for some. NCAA violations. I think there were some issues with people on the staff that were coaching that shouldn't have been, both at games and at practice, and it was caught on film, and they used that those NCAA allegations to not pay David Beatty. So you're going to have that if you let go of Les Miles. I would anticipate some sort of fine in the basketball case. You know, that will be the least part of the headline when KU basketball gets hit in the SDNY case. But yeah, there's a financial aspect to it as well. I would expect the KU lawyers are meeting as we speak.
Dennis, thanks for coming on. Great insight. Always appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Thanks so much.
Great stuff. And again, that's a story that, you know, while as salacious and as disgusting as this story is tonight, there may be a bigger story tomorrow, depending on what that internal report says. Now, this is an independent law firm. This isn't the university. And so you never know what you're going to get. And by the way, it doesn't really even matter what the university's says or does tomorrow. You still have the Justice Department investigating it. And that may be the biggest concern of all. We will continue. I didn't mean to completely blow up where we had been on the program. We certainly had covered a lot of subjects. We have 30 minutes remaining. If you want to get in on this or anything else, you can do so now at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
More of your calls coming up now. Let's check in with Will, who is on the line. Hey, Will.
Hey, Paul.
What's up?
Megadettos, Paul.
Haven't heard that in a while. Too bad. Hey, thank you.
Sorry, wrong show. Look, about this Les Miles business, I mean, they're saying that's an ingrained culture at LSU. Is that correct? I mean,
well, the feds are investigating the culture from a Title IX standpoint.
I see. So when a culture, that means it goes back for years, right? In other words,
yeah, it's systemic within the water.
Yeah. So I mean, who was the coach there before Les Miles?
Nick Saban,
the little man in the little old man in the straw hat, right?
Correct.
So, Les Miles won a national championship in
2007,
and everybody was saying that that wasn't really his national championship; that that was actually Saban's national championship. Is that correct?
I'm guilty of that. Yes.
So, by that same logic, he inherited.
But come on now. I mean, we're talking about an adult here in Les Miles. This was somebody who was a head coach prior. This wasn't an assistant under Nick Saban. He came in from Oklahoma State. He changed his, the difference between, let's see, Saban left in 2004. We're talking about 7 years of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know for a fact that when Curly Hallman was there, I talked to a couple of young women when Hallman was still there, mm-hmm. that Hallman had done.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you here. I don't mean to interrupt, but I can't allow an unsubstantiated allegation here. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. We just can't permit that. But I appreciate your call. By the way, I just saw something that I don't know why I'm laughing, but it was a report out of Knoxville by Trey Wallace, who's well-known talk show host there and a reporter. Tennessee apparently has filled the last spot on their roster today, on their coaching roster, which means that he said the Kevin Steele era in Knoxville is officially over. That's great. Let's get back to the calls. And Bama Nick is up next. Hello, Bama.
Paul Feinbaum, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Good, Paul. Look, I want to talk about when I called in last Friday. You remember that? And then
I do
5 minutes
that.
After I called. 5 minutes after I called, iMonkey, iMan, and Squirrel called in about my call. You remember that, Paul?
I don't forget too much that happens here.
I know. Why are they calling in, Paul? I haven't called. I don't call the show every day like I used to. But whenever I call, it's like iMan and Squirrel is always calling in talking about me. I don't know. Are they obsessed with me? It's like when Jim would call in years ago, and they'd call in and getting on Jim's case.
You've got to take that as a compliment when other callers call in about your call.
Well, I know that, Paul, and you said I was a great caller, and I know that.
I mean, what's the old cliche? Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
It is, I appreciate when people call and comment on my calls to your show.
Nick, you're such a great caller that the wolves were out afterwards.
Yeah, Paul, but what bugs me about it, they say all I call in and talk about is Alabama football and that's not what. Your show is a call-in sports show and TV radio show, right?
That is correct.
So what else am I going to talk? Now, if you want to hear me talk about my days in the military or as a bounty hunter or as a bill collector.
Hold on a second. I didn't know you were a bounty hunter.
I mean, you know. Yeah, I was a bounty hunter years ago, Paul. I mean, I can talk about when I was an umpire up in Mecklenburg County in Kings Bay, Georgia, when I umpired baseball, softball up there in Charlotte. All around Mecklenburg County. I can talk stories about that. I mean, you know, what else you want me to talk about?
Whatever you like.
Well, that's why I like talking Alabama football. It's a sports talk show. I don't get into my personal business when I call the show.
Well, that's
but
okay.
If you
Listen,
want me to, I will.
I mean, the show is to talk about sports, but occasionally, hold on a second. My man wants to jump on here. Do you have time to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on.
Let me ask Emily if she can lock I-Man on with Bama Nick. I think everybody's here.
Well, a good afternoon, Bama Nick. And Paul, how are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, Marky.
Now, calm down, Nick. Calm down. I said hello. I didn't say I liked you. I said hello. Now, I want
you
to stand back
and
just
said hello, Marky.
Nick, you're talking all over yourself. I'm trying to pay you a compliment, but you a hard fellow to
why,
even.
You tell
it's
me,
hard for you to understand.
You never paid me.
Listen,
you ain't paid me a compliment
Nick,
in 7 years.
Please stop. Nick, please. You know, I was trying to bring attention to your call because maybe these other callers around the world and out of space didn't quite get the grasp of the genuine Bammer Nick that we know. And I was trying my best now, and I'm a known caller on this program, and I lent you a helping hand to pull you through the wrath of all the grapevines and kudzu and stammering and stumbling and all that, to give you a compliment, to put you in the front of the stage. Now, that's what I was trying to do. Did you take it any different than that?
Man, listen to me now. I listen to what you said. Now, give me a minute or two before Paul cuts me off.
Don't worry about me. I've already left. I'm in the car right now.
man, I've been calling this show. I've been through the wars for the last 7 years with you, Jeff from Ohio, Columbus, Squirrel, and everybody, which, in my opinion, were the best times, were the best callers. And even though Matt from Gainesville, a.k.a. Red Dog.
Paul, would you give me a tissue? He's bringing tears to my eyes. I mean, this is yeah, moving.
Yeah. I just called my clergyman.
We've been through the wars together. When I call the show and talk to Feinbaum about Alabama football, I call with a question and that I want to know.
I like your question. I mean, who's going to
be the quarterback? We really are going to have to reschedule this for Meet the Press Sunday morning because we're up against the break. Any final comments?
Paul, I think I'm going to go over here and get me a shot of tequila and some tacos.
To both of you. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.